Oh, hell yeah, brother. Welcome to the podcast, Stop Crying Poser, greatest podcast known to man, as voted by everyone who tuned in here today live. OG Mickey, Vulgar Tech, Keith King, Reese, I Am, Lars Ostrander, Dream, Street Skate, Venus Die Trap. We had a couple of captains in here, Captain 666, Captain Canuck, Kid Archie, and a couple more, iBook Boy UK. You guys made it. Today is Friday, about 3:30 p.m. Pacific time, and you are on twitch.tv/ninja lifestyle. What happened last week? Did the podcast get canceled? Are you ever going to do it again? Is it over forever? Yes, this podcast fucking sucks. I hate doing it, and I hate you, each and every one of you guys. No, last week, I really wasn't feeling it, and we've been like that before. I've woken up hungover and been like, man, I don't feel like doing the podcast. I just don't want to do it. I don't feel good. But those were times when it was mainly just like a hangover situation or a tired situation. Last week, I just really needed a day to not fucking do the podcast, man. I was just like actually unhappy. I was also hungover. I was also tired. And I needed a day to recharge. I actually did stream that day. We did talk it out. We hung out live on stream, twitch.tv/ninja lifestyle, but we didn't film an actual podcast. I didn't talk about the news. I didn't talk about my life. All we did was just hang out and chit-chat a little bit. I think that's the first time I've ever missed the podcast. I don't know what podcast number this is. I imagine we're in the 150s or so, but I'm pretty proud of myself regardless. Number one, because we made it that far. Number two, because it's like Mental Health Awareness Month or whatever. And, motherfucker, I needed a day to not fuck around with this dumbass internet shit. Pissing me the fuck off. But that's what happened last week. I think it was a lot of things. It was, you know, life happens and you get annoyed. Sure, that shit happens too. But also, I was on like a drinking thing, man. I don't know if it was because I was unhappy or if the unhappiness was caused by the drinking, but from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 5 days in a row, I was out drinking till like past 4 a.m., 5 a.m., 6 a.m., fucking 5 days in a row, man. My body needed a chance to recharge. In fact, what I did, Monday, no drinking. Tuesday, no drinking. Wednesday, no drinking. Thursday, one little quick drink, just a beer, no liquor. But now it's Friday, man. I'm back in a good mood. I'm recharged. Yesterday, I jumped on the exercise bike like I said I would in today's Flat Bar Friday upload. I said I would get back into exercising. I am. I'm still fat. Didn't work out yet. But we're on our way, and the podcast has begun. The show must go on, and I'm happy you guys made it here today. A lot of the times, if you miss one day, it can be pretty devastating because people would be like, well, that guy's not fucking streaming on Fridays anymore. I guess I'll go watch something else. So I appreciate you guys for sticking around. Interesting news. Two, maybe kind of more if you, I'll explain it. Two people in the chat room right now are on a Vegas vacation. My hometown, the city that I live in, they're out here hanging out. Might run into them later tonight. Also, Asian John and Darren have found their ways back to Las Vegas. I haven't seen them yet, but they've both been here for a couple of days. I don't know what the fuck is up with that. Maybe they're hanging out with their other real, they're better friends than me. Oh, they must have cooler friends than me. And for some reason, they said, yeah, we're in town, but we're doing other shit today. Okay, cool, maybe tomorrow. Nah, we're in town, but we're doing other shit today. Okay, that's kind of crazy. Okay, well, today's the third fucking day. I guess we'll see if they hang out. Because if my real fucking friends ain't gonna hang out when they're in town, but two different random Twitch fucking viewers are gonna hang out, then I feel like I gotta reevaluate my fucking friendship with these bitches. That's just common sense, god damn it. Let me tell you about a sad story that's been going on in my life. I'm missing some chicken. Amber alert. That would have been the Morse code. You guys remember that shit? Beep, 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 beep. But I'm missing a chicken. It's not the Morse code. Bop, 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 bop. Okay, I'll be here all night, guys. I'll be here all night. Tip your waitress. So I had some chicken, man. I bought some chicken breasts, and they're not in the fridge. I believe I placed them in the refrigerator. I even have a vague memory of where I put them in the fridge. I wake up today, I start boiling some eggs. Oh, that'd be cool on a salad. Chicken salad, boiled eggs, pickled jalapenos, maybe some hot sauce. I don't know if you're feeling it. Maybe some Caesar dressing, something like that. Man, keep it light, keep it good. High protein, not a lot of fat. Guess what, bitch? No fucking chicken in the fridge. Check the top shelf. No chicken. Move everything around. No chicken. Middle shelf. Move everything around. Nope. No chicken. Bottom shelf. Okay, maybe it's behind those beer boxes. Empty the beer boxes completely out. No chicken. Oh, maybe it's behind the Capri Sun. Move the Capri Sun. Under the Capri Sun. Nope. Not in the drawers. Not in the door. I said, well, maybe my dumbass put it in the freezer for some weird reason. Maybe I just, you know, I'd be doing shit like that. Sometimes, dude, the other day I put hot Cheetos in the fridge. Don't know why. Just wasn't thinking. Wasn't thinking about it. So I'm looking all around, dude. No fucking chicken anywhere to be seen. Two chicken breasts. $5 worth of chicken. And then I'm like, dude, it could be in Lily's truck, which if that's the case, it would have been there since like Monday. And we would have smelled it. She would have had to have smelled it. Even though it's not that hot here and she parks in the shade, still, eventually, even at room temperature, that fucking chicken is going to stink the fuck up. Even though it's saran wrapped, the smell will find a way out. So I don't think it's there because she went to work today. She didn't call me. I didn't hear nothing about it. So now I'm like, dude, the only other possibility, unless I ate it drunk, which is impossible because I did not. I know I didn't because I haven't been drinking all week. There's no way. It's got to be we must have left it at the store. And when I say we must have left it, that bitch fuck grocery bagging bitch didn't put it in the bag. That's the only possible thing. That's all it could be. I hope those fuckers feel bad when that happens. I hope they do. I hope they don't look over and go, this guy left his chicken. No, bitch, you bagged it. And you didn't put it in the bag. You left my chicken. Fucking annoying, dude. Here's the thing, too. At my grocery store, it's ghetto as fuck. No one gives a fuck about anything. So you get in there, man. The person scanning your shit's like, you got a card? Yeah, I got a card. You having a good day? Yeah. And then they look at their bag and they're like, hey, man, fucking Scott's a fucking bitch, dude. That pussy tried to call in and take a break early. I'm like, fuck you, you dumb fat idiot. And I'm like, whoa, dude, you're yelling. You're at work. You're supposed to just be scanning groceries. Like, you're super, like, don't give a fuck about what you're saying. And then the grocery bagger's like, yeah, fuck him. Like, I'm like, whoa, dude, everyone's just cursing at work? I get it. Some places it's allowed. Doesn't seem like it should be allowed at the grocery store, though. They're just, like, gossiping and talking shit about each other super loud. And then, oh, God, here's my thing. Unrelated. Pet peeve. I hate when the cashier, the person scanning the groceries, I hate when they compliment me on what I'm getting. Like, ooh, jalapeno poppers. I really love those, man. They're great, aren't they? Yes, bitch, they're great. That's why the fuck I bought them. I bought them because I want to eat them. You scan it because it's your job. Now your job to fucking talk to me about jalapeno poppers. All right, I'm looking for my fucking credit card right now. Leave me alone. Oh, man. I remember once I had pork belly. Never got it again. Oh, pork belly. That's that good stuff. My dad cooks with that. Great, bitch. I'm not your dad, so fuck off and do your job. I don't know why I don't it like it. I know they're just being nice. I don't know why it annoys me. It's just super fucking annoying. Oh, tomatoes, huh? Yeah, bitch, tomatoes. That's what they are. Scan them and push them over. Put them in the bag and shut up. It's a tomato. You ever seen one before? There's fucking 3 for $1 right over there. You don't got to fucking talk about it all day. Oh, I don't know why it annoys me. It shouldn't annoy me. Just everyday average chit chat, nice person being nice. You know, but for some reason, I'm just like, dude. It annoys me. I think it really annoys me because it seems like insincere. I say insincere because every single time that somebody, like the person behind me, they do the same thing. Oh, eggs. Boy, do I love eggs. Bitch, yeah, I know you love eggs. I can tell. You're fucking 900 pounds. You love eggs. Shut up. Bag the groceries. Person behind them. Every single person, you just have to give like a, give a compliment on something like that you got or whatever? What if you don't get shit like dog food? Man, I really love this dog food. Okay, you dog face bitch. Nice. Good. Dog face. Dude, that motherfucker got famous as shit. Good for him. Seems like a nice guy. If you guys don't know who that is, I'm pretty sure that's the guy's name who drank the cranberry juice while skateboarding. Now suddenly everyone's skateboarding. Hold on. This is not even in my notes. Hold on a second. As we digress, typical Stop Crying Poser podcast. This motherfucker inspired all of Hollywood and every celebrity to start skateboarding. Now suddenly every skateboarder is competent enough to roll down the street while drinking a cranberry juice. Man, a month ago, not a single fucking celebrity could skateboard. Now every single one of them can do it while filming themselves while drinking cranberry juice. He just made every fucking celebrity from a poser to a pretty okay, decent skateboarder. And I don't know how he did it. The power of positivity. Keith King says, it's not skateboarding, it's longboarding. Either way, man, I'll take it. If it gets these fuckers off their asses and gets them rolling, that's better than them at home doing a pussy-ass TikTok video, right? At least he's out skating doing his pussy-ass TikTok video. I dig it, man. Skating brings joy. Drink some cranberry juice. What are you on your period? That's what I always say. That's from The Departed. Great movie. Anyways, I don't know what the fuck we were talking about, but I do know one thing that we forgot to do is a trivia question to give away free Ninja Lifestyle stickers to you. Here is the question. First person to type the correct answer into the chat room wins a free pack of Ninja Lifestyle stickers delivered directly to whatever United States address you want them to be delivered to. The question is blank. This is an American film and television production company founded in 1999 by Adam Sandler, which is best known for its comedy films. It takes its name from two other comedy movies by Adam Sandler, both produced by Robert Simmons, written by Sandler and Tim Harlethy, and distributed by Universal Pictures. The elderly man depicted in the production logo is Sandler's late father, Stanley, who had died in 2003, who also says the accompanying audio, terrific. The winner today is going to be Crept, who says, happy Madison. Reese was in second place right there. He does not get shit for second place. First loser award goes to you. Crept, you are the winner. Happy Madison is an American film and television production company founded in 1999 by Adam Sandler, which is best known for its comedy films. Now, what made me think of that? I'll tell you what made me think of that. I was just watching some Adam Sandler Halloween movie. I think it's on Netflix or Hulu. Pretty funny, man. I know there's a lot of people that hate on Adam Sandler and they think his movies aren't funny, but I think what you got to do is suspend your disbelief a little bit and just kind of like, kind of take the cool guy, like take that cool guy part of your ego and just toss that to the side. Don't get rid of it forever. Just put it to the side for an hour and a half and then bring it back when you're done. And then you can laugh and enjoy it without being that cool guy who goes, fuck it, this shit's not funny, man. Nothing funny about some guy farting. Yes, it is, man. It's funny. Some guy farts on TV. It's funny. You don't have to be like the cool guy that fucking farts aren't funny. You don't be that cool guy. Like, the movies are pretty good, man. He's pretty good at writing these movies, and they all do follow the same sort of pattern. I'm not going to say that every movie is like completely different and that it's the best comedy ever made. No, I'm not saying that. But to say that they aren't funny at all, I feel like is like just a cool guy thing, right? It's like those guys that are like, oh, that's not a sport. Fucking skateboarding's not a sport. I mean, it kind of is. NASCAR's not a sport. Like, you're kind of right, but it has a team, and they are trying to achieve something. Well, whatever, dude. You just suspend your ego. Cheerleading's not a sport. Like, well, I mean, they do get their fucking backs broken when you throw them into the air and they fucking miss. I'm not saying that. I don't want to get into this sport topic because I'm about to fucking contradict the shit out of myself. But what I'm saying is suspend the disbelief. enjoy it. It's kind of like saying, like, oh, Bambi and fucking Lion King, shit-ass movie for babies. Toy Story's a little bitch movie for babies. Well, then, bitch, I'm a fucking baby. I'm a goddamn goo-goo-gaga motherfucker. I'm watching that shit. It's a good fucking movie, great film. How to Train Your Dragon. Coco. Suck my fucking dick. They're fucking good, man. I just saw Princess and the Frog. Damn good movie, boy. Shit. It's just, That's what I get out of it. You know, Adam Sandler's not funny. Okay, whatever, dude. If Adam Sandler's not funny, then neither is Office Space. Neither is The Office. Neither is fucking Parks and Rec. Neither is fucking, what is that shit where they do the little skits? Saturday Night Live. Nothing's funny then. Nothing's funny ever unless you, Dave Chappelle's the only thing that's ever been funny. Okay. Okay, cool guy. Fuck you. I hate that shit. Whatever. That's my opinion on that. Anyways, congratulations to Krept. Get at me on social media and send me your address and I'll send you a sticker pack. You deserve it, goddammit. Krept, you know what he does for a living? He builds bullshit out of 3D models, big ass buildings, 3D prints them and makes them exist, and then he goes home and fucking plays Rocket League like a bitch. Watches Toy Story. So, I posted something on Twitter the other day that I feel like may have been misunderstood. I posted that, can somebody explain to me why the barracks won't allow you to film inside the building? If you're just a regular kid, you go in there with your friends, maybe it's open skate day, you go in there with your friends, you're not allowed to film your friend on the flat bar. Some of the common responses were, well, then everyone would be in there filming. Okay, no, it's not an issue of being in the way. You could be nowhere near any skateboarding, hanging against the wall, standing on the wall, out of everyone's way, filming your friend completely across the park, and they'll say no filming. And everyone's like, well, maybe it's because it's a private place, and they don't have to let you film. That's cool. One comment said, ironically, all those guys made their living filming on private property where they weren't allowed to film, and they went there and filmed anyways, but now they're too cool to do that. Here's my issue. I think it has to do with damaging their brand. And I explained this also today. I cleaned up the argument to where it made more sense. Here's the issue. If you're not a cool guy and you're not on the in crowd, right, then you're not allowed to film in there. Maybe you know a guy that knows a guy. Maybe you are allowed. Maybe some people are. But you're not. If you're an average, regular Joe from Arizona or from fucking Texas and you just showed up there, you're not going to be able to film your friends in certain situations. I don't know why. It has to do with you damaging their brand. This is my hypothesis. Let's say they have one of their cool guys, their up-and-comers, is about to fucking release a banging or one of those things, wouldn't it be nice or whatever, where they just film them do a bunch of crazy tricks. And then you film your 14-year-old nobody friend from fucking shit-fuck Kentucky. He goes in there and does all the same tricks, does them with twice as much style, and he releases them as some little cool, fun, fucking, oh, this is just some boring Instagram footage. That damages their brand. They will not allow that to happen. They will not allow the little guy to get above them. Kind of seems like a corporate scheme, right? So it baffles me as to why you motherfuckers would be out here saying, fuck Nike, dude, fuck corporations, but then you'll say, oh, hell yeah, to the barracks also. These are the same guys that bow down to anything with tits that can varial flip, and you guys think that, like, that shit's cool? Like no little kid points, but if you're a girl, okay, cool. I'm just part of this. I'm a different breed, man. Just a different breed. You can come to my fucking house and skate my backyard. You're fucking allowed to film. You're allowed to do whatever. Man, you want me to say something funny on camera? Just ask me. I'll fucking say some funny shit on camera, bro. I'm not too cool and I'm not scared of nobody getting ahead of me. Or no weird shit like that. And it's not about me. It's about skateboarders generally kind of seem like the kind of people that help each other, build off each other, will feed each other. If you have enough food, man, you're going to give some to this guy. If you have barely enough, you're going to hype up your friends. And then you give these motherfuckers a little bit of money and shit changes up. And it's not just them. It's not just the barracks. A lot of skateboarders are like this. You throw a little bit of money at them and they turn way Hollywood. That might not be a skater-specific thing. It might just be a human nature thing. But to bring it all back together, the barracks now is so special that they will let you skate in there, but they'll tell you you're not allowed to film. And I get it, okay? They don't even have to let anyone skate in there. I get it. That's cool and that's fair. But it's happened to a lot of people. It's happened to Doug. I'll tell you exactly what happened to me. I was skating there after the Chris Cole Motivation premiere. I got invited from some social media agency. I wasn't, like, personally invited. They just invited people that they thought were going to do big blogs about it. So I was invited just because I had a bunch of followers. So I got invited, whatever. I went to the premiere. That was cool. The after party was at the barracks. It was free alcohol. That was great. Sponsored by PBR or something like that. I drank a few beers. So I set up my camera on this pole. My camera, no. I set my cell phone on this pole because I just wanted to do a willy grind across the whole flat bar. I did one. I landed one. I was like, fuck, dude, I want to film one because, number one, it's the barracks. Pretty cool place, right? Don't get to hang out here that often. Then, you know, my end is, it's a willy grind. No, there's no flat bar that long here in Las Vegas. Here we go. So I set my shit on there. I come back, and my phone is knocked over. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? I set it up again, go back, do another willy grind. I come back, and Nick Holt has my phone. He says, hey, that guy said no filming in here. He says, if you do it again, you got to get out of here. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And then he's like, I can try to secret film you. I was like, a secret fucking film me? You're going to secret film me to a fucking flat bar trick? What the fuck is going on here? And it really annoyed me. It really did. But I'll tell you this. JP was in there. And he was skating the big rail. And he was really young at the time. He was fucking like 4 feet tall. Doing big ass backsmith down that big fucking 12 stair, 10 stair, whatever that shit is. They looked at him. They invited him back to do like some little... Like, hey, maybe come back tomorrow, we'll film some shit, whatever. And it was allowed, you're allowed to film him. So maybe it's like, if they can get something out of you, yeah, you're allowed to film. If you can benefit them, sure, you could film with your cell phone. What the fuck am I gonna do with my cell phone footage that's that fucking damaging? And if it is that damaging to your fucking brand, then I fucking earned it. I don't know, man. It's just a different group of people, dude. Different group of people, and it probably wasn't that guy. You know, that dude was just there as like a chaperone, right? So somebody said, there was some type of staff meeting at some point where they said, hey, if you see someone filming in here with a camera, cell phone, fucking tell them no. Somebody said that. That was somebody at there decided that that was going to be the rule for this place. It's weird to me, man. It is really weird. And I know part of this comes from an emotional standpoint, right? Like the emotion to where like I was really annoyed and mad and disrespected that I'm not allowed to film. But the other half just comes from like the skateboarder part of me where I'm like, motherfucker, all we do is film each other. What the fuck? You built all this from nothing just to be a bitch to skateboarders? Like you skated so hard. You were such a hardcore skateboarder. You built your brand up, you know, marketing, saved your money. Filmed your fucking ass off, took thousands of photos over the years to make skateboarding into your livelihood, and now you get some money and say, well, skateboarders, fuck y'all. I think it's so fucking weird, man. I don't dig it. I've said for years skateboarders are pussies. I stand behind it. Skateboarders are fucking pussies, dude. You might know a couple that are cool, but deep down, a lot of them just are fucking pussies, man. And if anyone has a more logical reason as to why you're not allowed to go there and film your friend. So if it really was a situation to where, yeah, don't go in there and get in everybody's way trying to film. Of course, don't go in there and get in everybody's way trying to film. I'm totally down with that. If somebody said, hey, bro, you're in the way. This guy's trying to skate. Don't film right here. Go stand over there and film from there. That's totally fine. Motherfucker, you're not allowed to lean your cell phone against a pole if it looks like it's filming. That shit baffles me, man. I would love a logical explanation. And at this point, dude, I'm never gonna be shit in skating. I might have had to shut the fuck up about this shit 8 years ago because I don't want the barracks to blacklist me from the industry. Ooh, I'm not in the industry no more. I'm not shit. I got my YouTube channel. I got my couple of fucking supporters left. I got my little skateboarding brand, and that's it. I don't care whose fucking toes I step on. Those motherfuckers don't care whose toes they step on. So I guess we're in the same boat at this point. Anyways, man, I got back to working out. I've been getting pretty fat, man. Speaking of my career going nowhere, been gaining a little bit of weight on the old belly. A knee injury will do that to you, man. I hurt my knee, sat around, ate Cheetos nonstop for multiple fucking weeks. 4 weeks in a row, I didn't do shit. I went back to skating last week, did a crook 180. This week, front board 270. Just trying to get back in the groove. It wasn't necessarily my knee was hurt. My knee felt like it had no stability. It felt like my shit could just go hyperextend at any moment. Now, I feel like I got some backup in there. I got some padding around whatever was injured. I don't fucking know about knee injuries. I'm not a doctor, but I'm saying it feels pretty good now. I really want to put it to the test. I think next week's trick will be kickflip back lip. And what I absolutely will definitely need to do is get back on this exercise bike, because there's no way, not with Earth's current gravity, am I going to be able to get my fat ass up high enough to kickflip back lip. But I got 5 days to think about that, so that's going to be the plan. Also, my friend Ward's birthday was fucked, dude. 6 months ago, I've been telling you guys for months and months and months, I'm trying to get a SNES Classic. I fucking gave up. There's no such thing as SNES Classic. I went to the retro store. They said, nah, we don't carry that shit. I looked all off the internet. This shit came out. It was $80. Now, $200. I will never, ever, ever pay $200 for something that came out at $80. That's fucking stupid. That's crazy shit. I won't do it. So I started looking online for cheap musical gifts. And a couple weeks ago, I think it was either on the podcast or maybe it was on the Twitch gaming stream. I think it was last week or the week before. I said, what cheap musical instruments would you guys recommend? I got some great recommendations. I really appreciate those of you who gave me some advice. I went out, I bought this shit called a kalimba. Kalimba, I don't know what it's called, but I got it. It's kind of like a piano. It plays like piano notes. Bing, 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 bing. Like that. But you initiate the noise by flicking little metal bars, right? They look like little hair clips, little prongs. And you flick it with just the tip of your finger. Flick! Kind of the way you would flick a guitar string, except these are metal. And they go bing, 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 bing. And they have such a nice, relaxing noise comes out of them. Oh, it's nice. Bing, bing, bing. You're in a quiet fucking room. I gave one to Ward. He said he went in his backyard, tried to smoke a cigarette, played that shit. He said it was so peaceful playing it that he started to fall asleep and the cigarette burned his fucking hand. That's how peaceful this fucking noise is. Kalimba. Only $15. Bam. Out of there. Also, I bought him a mouth harp, which is also called a Jew's harp. I don't know what has to do with Jews, Jewish people, I don't know. But this is that shit that they play in the bayou. It's like, I don't know, I can't do a great impression of it, but I got that. And apparently that shit's hard to play. I don't know how to do it, but apparently it's not the easiest thing to play. Bought him that shit also. So I guess it's really hard to learn how to play. My friend Ward, I wasn't going to test it because that's gross, right? I'm going to fucking put that shit on my mouth, in my teeth and gums, and then hand it to you. Here's your present, bro. I washed it. Ew. Disgusting. Totally disgusting. Got him that. He's trying to learn how to play it. He can't play for shit, whatever. Then my friend Mevin's birthday was here, and I totally forgot about that, so I gave him an ocarina. Ocarina. One macarena, two. What is it? One macarena, macarena, macarena. Motherfucker, you know. Some of you old guys know about the Macarena. Nah, this is the Ocarina. God damn it. It's like some fat football-shaped flute. And this guy plays Zelda. I was like, oh, maybe you want an Ocarina. He goes, no way. No way. A fucking Ocarina. I'm like, yeah, bro. Whatever. Bought it. Gave it to him. He loves it. I'm looking at this thing, looking at the holes on it. I'm like, there's too many holes on this. How are you going to learn? What the fuck? Just kidding. How are you going to learn which one it makes a note? Too, way too many holes. What order do you close them in? It's like 8 holes on that bitch. Which one goes up? A trumpet has 3 buttons. Ocarina is filled with holes. I don't even know how it makes noises. I don't understand it, but this shit's pretty dope. $17. So I spent about $45 this week on gifts for my friends. Speaking of gifts, I'm going to get my neighbor. This is my plan. I'm going to do it. I swear to God, I haven't done it yet. Have not been to the liquor store yet. I'm going to get my neighbor a bottle of Hennessy because he fucking, there was this palm tree that just decided to grow out of the fucking blue. Decided to grow right on my chain link fence that separates our two front yards. So if it keeps growing, it was going to destroy the fence. Eventually, it was going to make the fence fall apart. So he went out there, and this bitch is hard to fucking dig out, man. I don't know how he did it. Probably with a pickaxe, fucking just jammed that fucker out of there. But anyways, he did it. I came back. I saw one day, oh, that fucking palm tree's fucked up now. Okay, cool. And he did it. He didn't let me know. He didn't, like, he didn't say, like, hey, can I get some help? Nothing. He just went and did it. It was a two-person problem. He took care of the whole thing. So I'm going to get him a bottle of Hennessy. I know he drinks Hennessy. I don't know him that well, but I think it's a nice thing to do. Give this guy a fucking gift. Speaking of gifts, my friends are in town. Oh, man. Asian John's in town. Darren's in town. Two people from the chat room's in town. And these motherfuckers have been avoiding me all week. And I don't know why that is. I'm about to get fucking annoyed. The other day, I was at the bar. John was like, hey, man, I'm going to try to come hang out. You're going to come try to hang out? Just say no, bitch. You're going to come try to hang out? How do you try to hang out with somebody? Like, you, like your body's there, but your brain is Joe Rogan'd out into space somewhere? No, you can't try to hang out. Either you show up or you don't. And if you say you're going to try to, that means you ain't gonna. It's a nice way to say no, but a bitch way to say no. We'll see how it goes, man. Let's jump into the news. I have only one news article, and I thought it was interesting because it has to do with ice skating on the roof, man. How many times in your life can you say you've been able to ice skate on the roof? Maybe you only get to say that once, and then you die. You're dead. If you've ever wanted to go ice skating on the Las Vegas Strip, here's your chance. The Cosmopolitan on Thursday announced that its rooftop ice rink will return this year. That shit looks crowded as fuck. Making its ninth holiday season. Ninth. So, oh, let me fucking digress into this story real quick. Ninth. So, man, back in the day I filmed Frankie Decker. He used to be on my channel quite a bit, but he don't live in Las Vegas no more. I filmed him tell a story about when he was in first grade, he shit his pants. He's like, so he starts off the story, he goes, so man, when I was in first grade, man, I shit my pants. I was in the school or whatever, I couldn't make it to the bathroom, I shit diarrhea in my pants. But when I edited the video, I changed his voice to say ninth. So the video is like, so anyways, I was in ninth grade. Because it was me doing the voice. I took the pitch of my voice and made it up. So he's just telling the story like, so anyways, yeah, I was in ninth grade and I shit my pants. Can you imagine? Can you imagine a ninth grader just shitting their fucking pants telling the story about it? And then he's like, yeah, then I had to tell my mom. My mom had to find me some new pants. In ninth grade. Oh, man. I mean, I can't even read the word ninth now. Man, in ninth grade, I shit my pants. Okay, anyways, whatever. The ice rink's been around for nine times, whatever. As part of the festivities, the resort's boulevard pool will transform into a rooftop winter wonderland featuring a 4,200-square-foot skating rink made of real ice. Attendees can also enjoy seasonal culinary cocktails and fare. Socially distanced fire pits, what? Socially distanced fire pits for s'mores making and holiday films, what the fuck ever, who cares? In addition to reduced capacity, guests will require to wear, fuck, I can't read today, face coverings unless eating or drinking while seated. I look over to my right, it looks like Twitch kicked me out of the chat room, so if anyone was talking about the ninth, shit, sorry I didn't get a chance to read it. This ice rink will be opening on Wednesday, November 18th. According to the Cosmopolitan, all day skating access, $30. Hotel guests and military, $20. What if I only want to go for an hour? Well, that's only $15. Admission to the winter wonderland atmosphere surrounding the ice rink is complimentary. Okay, good for me. That's all I got for the news, man. Thank God the news is over. I only have one final thing to talk about. It might be a short podcast today, but man, what the hell do you want from me? Everyone in the chat room saying $30 is a lot to go ice skating. Motherfucker, did you not forget that you are atop the Las Vegas Strip? If you buy a fucking vodka soda, well vodka, it's going to be $15. So $30 to go ice skating all day is a great price to be going ice skating. Actually, if you go ice skating anywhere in Las Vegas, I don't think they have all day passes. It's like $10 for an hour. So 3 hours is already $30. All day? What is that? Probably like 10 hours? $100? Fuck no. I'll take the $30. That is a very fair price for ice skating. So, after this podcast, my girlfriend's going to get home and we're going to a haunted house. Oh, boy. Except since there's social distancing, it's not a haunted house. It's a haunted ride. Ooh, spooky. I have to wear a fucking mask like a dumbass. Okay, I have to wear the mask. They're going to put me on a fucking golf cart and some bitch is going to drive me around. And everyone's going to be like, boo, spooky, oh, chainsaw, meow, meow, meow. Oh, knife, and I just ride around on some fucking golf cart bullshit standing in line, probably not even allowed to be drunk, but fuck that shit, I thought this was America, goddammit. Halloween, more like fuck you, eat my balls, man, smell my feet, trick or treat, motherfucker. Oh, man, I really like that Adam Sandler fucking movie. If you haven't seen it, check it out, the Adam Sandler Halloween movie. Anyways, after the haunted house, hopefully, me, Rye Dog, Nick Stams, my girlfriend, their girlfriends, we're all going to a tiki lounge. Oh, yes, tiki lounge. I don't know if they have those across the United States. It's basically this place with a bunch of bullshit on the inside, trees hanging out, surfer vibes, a bunch of those weird, like, wooden sculptures where they're all standing on top of each other, tikis and shit everywhere, bunch of big, those big blocks, big tall Stonehenge walls with the face on the side of them, weird music playing from the fucking 80s and shit, and all the drinks are $15 each, but they get you fucked up. They put a lot of alcohol in them drinks. I went one time before, and it was like, I was telling this story earlier. They were like, okay, fucking vodka. So I got a blue vodka or something. Whatever it was, some blue vodka drink. And they were like, okay, cool. Do you want it on fire or not on fire? And I'm like, what do you mean on fire? And like, literally, we'll catch your fucking drink on fire. And I'm like, for what? You're like, oh, we'll just catch it on fire and you can look at it. Cost an extra dollar. Cost a dollar to start a fire? Cavemen made fire billions of years ago. It didn't cost a dollar. Gonna catch my shit on fire for what? For me to look at it and take a picture? And then Lily goes, oh, light mine on fire. And I'm like, oh, great, bitch. Rich bitch over here wants to see fire. Okay, great. Didn't care when my fucking stove caught on fire. When my fucking burner exploded, sparks shooting at me, whole stove on fire. No one cared then, but now we're gonna pay money to get our fucking drink caught on fire. Well, that's, what a backwards fucking world. Jesus. Hey, can you, how about a glass of water? Can that be an extra $5 too? Oh, wait, what if you freeze? What if you froze the water into ice? Then we could have two different elements. Oh, how about some dirt? Can you throw dirt in my face for a dollar too, you piece of shit tiki bar? Motherfucker. Fucking fire, man. For what? Oh, I digress. We're going to go over there, man. There's one tiki bar here in Vegas called Frankie's Tiki Lounge. Now, this shit is dope because on the menu, it has numbers next to each drink. No, not the price. Oh, the price is fucked no matter what you do. But it's like 3, 5, 7, 10. Those numbers is like the fuck-up scale. Like how bad they're going to fuck you up. You get a 10, you're going to taste that shit and go, that's pretty strong, baby. Ooh. I usually get like a 7. I keep it down to the 7. Also, whenever I look at a mixed drink menu, I'm going straight to vodka. I'm not doing no tequila drink. I'm not mixing no shit, other shit in my thing. I'm not doing no bourbon, no whiskey. Nah, I would just prefer to just do the vodka drink, man. It's usually something basic too. Vodka and fucking blue and, oh, mint. We'll put mint on the side. Okay, cool. Light your shit on fire for a dollar, sir? No, bitch. Hell no. Tell you what, I'll give you a dollar if you can light this water on fire and fuck off. Good one, Steve. Wow. Great customer service. Man, I'm sure that those fucking waitresses love you. Hell no. Whatever. It's a good time, though. Whatever. Can't wait to go. Tiki Lounge. You know what it is, man? I don't care how much I'm paying for drinks. I don't care about no dumbass drinks being on fire. I don't care about all that shit. Long as I'm having a good time with my friends, that's all that matters. That's going to be fine by me. Well, that's all I got for the podcast today. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I, again, apologize for last week. We could not do a podcast. Don't go anywhere because I'm going to be hanging out for the post show and we can crack some jokes with each other, hang out for a little bit. Extra big congratulations to Krept. Also, big shout out to Vulgar Tech who has gifted 2 subscribes today. Once to Krept and once to iBookBoy UK. Very generous as always, Vulgar Tech. This guy's in here just throwing money at me all the time. It's not out of pity, though. It's out of respectful pity. feels bad that I'm so broke. Motherfuckers, give me some money too, man. I'm trying to gamble today. Anyways, I appreciate you guys all for being here. If you can't donate no money, I'll tell you what you can do. You can tell a friend about the podcast. Say, I know about this podcast. It's kind of funny sometimes. Maybe not this episode, but there have been funny ones out there that exist. You just got to go find them. Maybe get the ones that have been downloaded the most. I don't know. Krept just donated 50 cents. I appreciate all you guys. That's all I got for y'all. Like I said, last week I had to take a day off to take care of me. Had to get my mind right. So I say that to you guys too, man. Don't be afraid to take a day off from your life. As long as you're not going to get fired from your job or whatever. You need to keep your brain fucking sharp. Life is really stressful. More stressful now than ever. Coronavirus ain't fucking helping nobody and everybody's fucking broke too. So take a day off if you have to. And I did. You know what I mean? It cost me money. I don't fucking care. Fuck it. I feel much better now. I'm recharged. So if you're out there, you're thinking about maybe needing a recharge, then fucking get one, man. You owe it to yourself. Anyways, that's all I got for the podcast. If you missed it, don't worry. The podcast also comes out on Sunday on iTunes, Podbean, and YouTube. Sunday morning, check that out. Or you can watch us live because live is the best. Twitch.tv/NinjaLifestyle every single Friday right around 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. Also, I stream on this channel throughout the week. So check that out if you want to see some Mario skills. That's all I got for you guys today. Hope you guys have a great weekend or a great week. Don't drink too much, but also don't drink too little. Now, for an extra dollar, I can catch your drink on fire. How about you catch your fucking self on fire and fuck off?